So I do want to get into the unicorn that was last night. In Nick Pivetta throwing a perfect game. You don't see it. First complete game for the Red Sox since Chris Sale in 2019. He threw a shutout against Kansas City out in Kansas City. It's been 3 years. Actually, 4 seasons. Correct? Like, four, nobody does nine. Nobody goes nine. And I was watching the game, the first inning. It was like a 10-pitch at-bat and Altuve hits a homer. I'm like, number one, he doesn't have it. And number two, that's too many pitches already. This guy ain't going to last. That worked out well. That was the only one he gave up, and he ended up going nine, gave up one more hit after that.
See, my issue with this is it just shows like how far we have come as far as what someone should be, you know, rewarded for, congratulated for. It's a complete game. It's not a no-hitter. Like, a guy throws a complete game, they douse him with Gatorade, they lead SportsCenter, everybody's talking about this unbelievable accomplishment. I get it. It's so great. No one does it anymore. Okay, because that's more because, like, the way teams are built and how they view this and how just everybody, they want to protect everybody's arms. Like, great. I mean, I guess, am I supposed to, like, you know, throw out, you know, a bunch of champagne for this guy?
I actually felt like, was it the Mets threw, like, a no-hitter, right? It had, like, five pitchers.
A combined no-hitter,
yeah, it was, like,
yes.
Five pitchers.
Noah Syndergaard said it wasn't a real one.
Well, you know what? I think what Pivetta did last night's more impressive than what they did. Five relievers rolling out there, no hitter. It's like the eighth didn't even realize it, you know, because it was like reliever after reliever after reliever. Guys just don't go nine. And I think when they do, it just tells you how efficient they are to even allow a front office. You know, I don't know if the phone was ringing. Like, hey, take him out. He's at 112. You're not going to let him face third time. Holy smokes. Is there a fourth time? The numbers don't match. Get him out of the game. Like, I don't know if they were ignoring that, but in today's game, it doesn't happen. Especially with these guys.
No, and I know, and that's my point with the whole fact that, okay, listen, what an accomplishment.
Oh, my God, it was.
Oh, my God. Hey, everybody, let's talk about Nick Pivetta. And, you know,
listen. You're still not impressed.
No, I just, it's like, you know, even the other day, even after the, you know, this is baseball we're talking about. Like, they'll celebrate every accomplishment in the postseason. And I was like, oh, why aren't the Celtics, like, popping champagne because they just beat the Bucks? If this was baseball, they'd be popping champagne. You actually, you know, start your job and finish your job, and it's somehow like this is like something that you should be rewarded for. It's just whatever.
Well, like, I like
good
it.
Job.
I like the reward because I don't like the analytics coming in like, oh no, it's the third time through, gotta yank him out. Because yeah. That's one of the coolest things about baseball is seeing the no-hitters and the perfect
games. It wasn't a no-hitter. It wasn't a perfect game.
No, but I'm saying we lose out on those. Because it's like, oh, analytics say at this point we need to pull this guy out. We got to save him for this day. We got to look at this. And then the computer says this. And then the computer printout says this. And then the nerd up there says that. And we got to bring it down. So we're taking him out. Yeah. So go get him off the mound. So, yeah, it's nice to just be able to see the guy, especially with your bullpen, go out and do nine innings.
Walked off
maybe
the mound.
Maybe this is the new future.
I hope
maybe
so.
Maybe just no more bullpen on Pivetta.
It'd be beautiful. Walked out of the mound after the eighth, walked into the dugout, walked straight to the tunnel where he goes, like after the inning. Didn't talk to anybody, didn't want to shake anybody's hand, wouldn't let anybody shake his hand. Nobody up in the bullpen. Alex Cora talked about that eighth, ninth inning situation after the game.
The way he was looking at me, I was like, let me stay away. He might kill me. He had that look. He had it. From the bullpen, he came in, he gets into this, he goes somewhere else. You know, like I was saying, this is why you love baseball, right? You go from what happened last night to a 10-pitch at-bat homer, and he looked like, oh, here we go again, and he did an outstanding job. He competes in everything, and everything is 100 miles per hour every day, you know, in the weight room, just playing basketball with the boys down there. He's very intense.
I like Pivetta a lot for that. I don't need him to go nine, but he's got Porcello in him. I didn't like the first four starts
innings
of Pivetta. You know, as far as like him just
April.
Getting his boobs ripped off. Yeah. Excuse me. But still he did.
Why are you excusing?
I don't know. But then the last four.
I'm the only one who knows what that would feel like.
I don't even know.
And Greg Hill.
Yeah. Jesus. But no, the intensity, it's like Porcello. Like I do like him on the mound. You know, I don't know if he's the greatest pitcher in the world, but he has been the last four.
So if you heard, you know, Cora's comments and you did not know exactly what happened with Pivetta, you would think Cora was talking about a no-hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my thing.
No, it's Kershaw.
It's like whatever.
This is only the fourth complete game of the season.
No, I know, Ryan. It's just like diminishing
three?
Like everything.
Yeah. Isn't it diminishing winning the series against the Astros? Winning two series back to back?
I don't think it's diminishing.
No.
I think it's just a little sidebar. I think that's the reality is that you played a team that was really good. that has been playing really good, and you took 2 out of 3. You have 2 out of 3 against Texas. Okay, you split with Atlanta. All right, but 2 out of 3 from Houston. Like you, it's like
you know what they're doing, right?
You got about two Stacking weeks before series. Everybody just sort of stares
no,
at you.
No,
getting ready for the Orioles.
We've had one, by the
they're
way.
They're flipping the switch.
No,
one no hitter. Reed Detmers, they're the rookie building, in, Los Angeles.
They're building
Eagles.
Something special.
You think? Do you think they are? I mean, I'm just like, I'm looking at it. No, I'm looking at it like, listen, I don't think it's a very good team right now. But if they could swing the bats, they have a stretch to where they can possibly get back into thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, and really, that's relevant. And that doesn't sound very positive. They're not catching the Yankees. Like, they're not going to do it.
So what?
But nobody thought they were going to win the division, playoffs. You're 4 games behind the you know, the Toronto Blue Jays. Can you creep there in the next month? Yeah, I think you can.
You know, I would say that.
And you better.
Based on how they started, though, I mean, really, creeping in is the right word. Like, grinding away at it. Like, just, you know, slowly but steadily. Just, I feel like this series was, you can look back on it. If they do somehow, just get back to 500. You'll look at this series and say, wow, you know, this is what they'll say. We really came together. Oh, our bats, you know, Kike's start is hitting now a little bit better than he was earlier. And, you know, obviously, you're getting everything you want from JD, and you're getting from Devers and Bogarts and, you know, the outfield's still a mess, though. But ultimately, yeah, this is where it turned around. Ah, Nick Pivetta, point to him. And then the structure is almost there. The pitching structure is almost there. The words that we don't like anymore. Pocket. I don't want to talk about pockets anymore.
Nope.
And I'm not really interested in having structure be a part of our vocabulary when it comes to the Red Sox.
Gather point.
Yeah. And the gather point.
And the gather point. Gather point. With
you
got to
start winning
like
series. You do 2-1, 2-1, whatever. Mix in, I don't know, mix in a sweep. You know what I mean?
That would be nice.
I'm just saying, you go 2-1, 2-1, you sort of mix in a sweep, and then you look up there and you say, okay, they've won, you know, 14 out of 20, 15 out of 20, and all of a sudden now you're back to 500, and you sort of just see where you're at. I don't want it to get out of control to the point where we're talking about trading everybody away. I want them to be close enough to where we should be talking about adding, because the guys they're going to be traded away, I don't think I'm going to be a fan of, right? I don't want anything to do with that. That's not what you want.
If you're going to talk about trading people away, the only people you're kind of worried about trading would be the guys that you still want to be on the team.
Yes,
it would be
well,
the JDs and the Bogarts and the Devers. Like, that's it.
That's the point.
So the guys with value.
Yeah, the guys that are good, that are going to help you win.
All right, listen, there's a couple things when we come back I want to play. Number one, Rafi Devers last night post-game talking to Will and Joe. I want to play that. And you just mentioned the guys that are going to be moved. I don't know why the fans, to me, I feel like they're sort of disrespecting J.D. Martinez. They're not talking enough about him, like wanting him here. They just think he's gone. You should want him back, and I'll tell you why. We'll do it next.